Tonight we're learning that Senator Charles Schumer of New York and Senator Mike Lee of Utah have introduced a bill that would offer visas to foreigners who spend at least $500,000 to buy a house in the United States. That's right. Very soon, if this becomes law, your government may be bartering permission to visit the United States and live here, a privilege that literally millions of people are lawfully seeking at this moment, for taking a house off the burdened real estate market the government helped to destroy. Here now to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox Business anchor and my colleague Tracy Burns, Erica Payne, Agenda Project founder, and Matt Welsh, Reason Magazine editor-in-chief. Tracy, to you first. Does this make sense to you that the government would barter the lawful right to live here in return for someone who's never been here to come in here and buy a house that's in foreclosure?
Isn't it interesting that they're welcoming foreign money? It's okay to be foreigners and really rich, but it's not okay these days to be an American and really rich, unless, of course, you're paying your fair share. I think the whole thing is ludicrous. I think the government should stay out of the housing market, and only then will it fix itself, Judge.
Matt, isn't this just another example? And I'm going to say that I love Mike Lee, and he understands the Constitution, and he is, for the most part, a small government, maximum individual liberty senator. But isn't this crazy? Isn't this just another example of the federal government micromanaging and managing an economy, something it simply can't do?
Micromanaging not just an economy, but immigration policy. And it's not the only sort of sweetheart deal. I'm all in favor of increasing immigration. I think it's a good thing. But this is totally nickel and dime stuff at a time when the federal government guarantees 95% of the mortgages. We have channeled $169 billion in bailouts for mortgage investors over the last 3 years. Tracy's absolutely right. We need to get the government out of that essential business, and the only serious conversation is how, when, and how fast, not this kind of Mickey Mouse stuff.
Erica, are you as dismayed with Chuck Schumer as I am with Mike Lee? Isn't there something unseemly with bartering visas to people who can pluck down $500,000 in cash?
Yeah, there's something really unseemly about it. At the same time, what they're trying to do is to build demand when we have an incredibly weak housing market. So I understand the impetus behind it, but it really looks bad.
What would Chuck Schumer's real reason? He's such a political guy. I don't mean that in a critical way. In his own way of thinking, what political gain is there from doing this?
I don't really see the political gain. I mean, to me, this is one of these almost a non-story. And the fact of the matter is, in many ways, we as a country barter places in line to come into the country anyway when certain companies have a bigger ability to get an H-1 visa than other ones.
What would the banks think about this? Would they say, well, great, what do we care? Somebody's going to put down $200,000 and borrow $300,000. We'll be glad to loan it to
them. Well, look, the banks own many of the properties that they're trying to offload these days anyway. You know, Judge, it's sort of a backdoor bailout for states like Florida and New York City. This is where all these people are coming. This is where the inventory is these days. So you get them in there to get that property off the market. It's wrong, and it's going to hurt the market overall.
Do you think this will work, Matt Welsh? That is, do you think that there will be an appreciable, numerically statistical increase in the purchase of foreclosed homes by foreigners if this should become law?
Marginal at best, at most. And meanwhile, I think just today, Bobby Menendez, senator from New Jersey, has introduced jacking up the conforming loan rate again, a level to $729,000. So we are tripling down on the government being in charge of every last bit of trying to artificially inflate housing prices.
Got it.
And we're just expending the pain.
Got it. All right, switching gears, the consumer price index rose by 0.3% last month, leaving Federal Reserve officials predicting confidently that inflation will not, where they're getting this from, Erica Payne, inflation will not hurt the economy in the near term. But the government wants you to forget that food and gasoline prices are up 4.7 and 33% respectively in just the last year alone. Meanwhile, wage gains are failing to keep up. So my question for Uncle Ben is this: what good are rosy predictions if they ignore the things that are hurting American households the most, Tracy Burns?
I am going to send dear Ben Bernanke, my shopping list every week and send him to his local ShopRite, and he will feel inflation firsthand, Judge. It's hitting all of us. And your point is very good about the wage increases. There are none. So milk is going up, cereal, all the things I need to feed my kids every day, and your salaries are not.
Do you believe the Federal Reserve when they say inflation's not a problem and you can show statistically that gas has gone up by a third and food has gone up by 5% and cotton, which isn't even in there, families that have to buy clothes for school-aged children, has gone up by 10% as well?
Well, the way they judge these things is the consumer price index. What is the bucket overall? What's happened to those prices in the bucket overall? Right. And so you do have to separate out, are there other things happening in the energy market that are making the energy piece of that bucket go up disproportionate to how the bucket as a whole is performing? And so overall, we're just not having an inflation problem at the moment, which means that we should have more tools to throw at the house at the jobs crisis.
Isn't inflation getting worse with every tick of the clock? Might we actually be approaching another bubble, Matt Welsh?
I think it's inevitable at this point. If you think about how we've locked in historically low interest rates, the Federal Reserve made the unprecedented, I think, announcement. They're basically going to keep hands off until 2013. Certainly, they have a political impetus to not touch anything until November 2012 elections. So they will tell us that there's nothing to worry about because they don't want to have to pay the price of raising interest rates.
Do you think that the Federal Reserve governors make a policy decision that it would be better off to spend money, to give the federal government money to spend and risk inflation? Or do you think that they really are blind and don't see this inflation that's creeping up?
I think, to Erica's point, this bucket of goods that we purchase that are in the CPI, you know what's in there too? Flat screen TVs. Well, nobody's buying flat screen TVs.
Right, CPI, Consumer Price Index.
Right. So
the average of the cost of goods that consumers buy.
Just because the price of the TV went down offsets the price of your gas that goes up. But you can't do it that way anymore. You need to throw out the old economic books and start over with calculating inflation.
Doesn't inflation hurt the incumbent? You're a political analyst. Isn't the last thing he wants is for Mitt Romney, if Romney's the nominee, to say, hey, Mr. President, it cost us a buck a gallon less to buy gas when you were inaugurated?
The debate that's happening in the American political system right now is between people who think the deficits are the biggest problem and people who think that jobs are the biggest problems. Inflation is not going to be a factor in this election.
With 30 seconds left, isn't inflation going to be one of Mitt Romney or whoever the Republican nominee should be heaviest clubs to wage against the president, Matt Welsh?
I do not think so, because we have forgotten about inflation in this country. We had the great inflation in the 60s and 70s. It was foremost on Americans' mind in poll after poll, and Paul Volcker beat it, basically. And since then, inflation is not on the foremost of people's minds in political discourse.
All right. Tracy Burns, Erica Payne, Matt Welsh, it's a pleasure, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. Even when we agree, Erica, how the iPhone is also a spy phone. Could this be the cop's new tool to track you? Stick around for the Freedom Files. They're next.